Hello, returning happies and new listeners. This is Steve Bennett Martin.
And this is Stephen Martin Bennett.
And welcome to A Lifetime of Happiness, the podcast where we take you on our journey through some of the movies, television shows, and other bits of pop culture that are helping to keep us happy, while hopefully bring a smile to your face along the way.
And with today's episode, we will celebrate how everything is awesome.
Yes, today we'll be breaking down the Lego movie brick by brick.
I see what you did there.
Yes, but first, my love, what's been making you happy?
It just seems to go along with this episode, or maybe, wink, wink, it's the reason we picked the episode. Lego has been making me happy.
Yes, and for listeners who want to say Legos, it's not plural Legos. Lego plural is Lego.
Yeah, we learned that from this great TV show called Lego Masters.
Yes, and that would be a recommended binge. It's on Hulu right now.
Yes, you can see season one and season two as it's going out bit by bit. It's on Fox is where you can usually find it. It's hosted by Will Arnett, who did the voice of
Batman.
Lego Batman, yes. And so it's a great show. It's kind of like your, you know, Project Runway, Top Chef type of shows.
But with challenges with Lego bricks.
Yep, they're just building Lego sets, and they're being judged by master builders.
And the couple we were rooting for season one won.
Yes, we were very happy about that. And it's just a really great show. But in general, what's making us happy, so we've been building Lego.
Left and right.
Left and right since the beginning of June, whenever we got the Everyone is Awesome set for Pride Month.
Yes, and it reignited our love of Lego, as you might have heard in our previous episodes, but most recently we just finished the roller coaster.
Yes, we did finish the roller coaster, which is an actual
working,
moving roller coaster, which we'll make sure to put up this week on the Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter so you can see it. It's very cool. It was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, but a lot of fun work.
Yes.
I even put my blood and sweat and tears into it, literally, because I got a little boo-boo putting two Legos together and my finger caught into it.
So. And that will give you a blood blister immediately.
Yes, it will. But in addition to that, we also built the Lego movie theater.
Yep, the Palace movie theater, which that was, it's discontinued now, but I went and found it on
the black market.
Pretty much. And I wanted a new version of it, not something that somebody had built and torn down. And so we were able to find it, and I found it at a decent price. And it's just so cool. It's a three-story movie theater. It has reclining seats. It has a full lobby. There's even a limo that pulls someone up as if they were starring in the movie.
Who's pulling up in ours?
Well, in ours, it's my Elvira minifigure.
Yes.
So she's the star that's coming to the premiere at the opening at the Palace Theater.
Yes, and you were lovely enough to get me a set of Buffy minifigs for my 30-day sobriety. So not only do we build the bookstore, which we turned into the magic box, but then I also got a little graveyard set on my own that I built today with a haunted tree that was dancing to the Buffy music.
It's just so much fun. And
it is.
Do you know that there is a term for people like us that I don't know how I feel about it?
What is it?
It's called and AFOL, which I guess is pronounced awful, or maybe people just say AFOL, but it's adult fan of Lego. And I was like, I don't know if I need to put the adult in there.
No, not at all. Even though it is funny that I did get the Lego email from the company yesterday. It's like, make your kids happy. And when I bought our like one of the sets at Walmart, the woman's like, your kid's going to be so happy. And I go, yes, he will. And I was thinking of you, babe.
And I am.
Yes. And so that inspired us to do the Lego movie for this week's episode. For those of you who didn't watch it, it's a 2014 computer animated adventure comedy film written by and directed by Phil Lord and Christopher Miller. What are they from, babe?
You might have also seen them do 21 Jump Street, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and they also helped produce Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
And that was a good one.
One of the best animated movies I've ever seen.
Yes, I agree. And the story they wrote with the help of Dan and Kevin Higman, who are brothers that work on the Ninjago TV show.
I have trouble with that word. I'm like, Ninjago. That's not it. Ninjago.
It is not. Yes. And how did the movie do in the movie theater?
So it had a budget of between 60 and 65 million. It was done by Warner Brothers and released right before Valentine's Day. And it ended up having a box office of $468.1 million.
And math might be hard, but even I know that that's $400 million in profits.
Yes.
And so it was so successful that it not only had a direct sequel, The Lego Movie 2, the second part, which was awesome, but it also had spinoffs like The Lego Batman Movie, The Lego Ninjago Movie, The Lego 4D A New Adventure, which was a ride in the Legoland theme park,
yep,
and a 2D animated TV series based off of Unikitty.
I love Unikitty so much.
I know you do, and we actually know the actress who plays Unikitty, as well as a couple other familiar voices you might hear throughout the movie, right?
Right. There's Chris Pratt as Emmett, our lead, Will Ferrell as Lord Business.
And the dad.
And the dad. Elizabeth Banks is Wild Style.
Yes. Will Arnett is Batman, as we mentioned.
Yep. And Allison Brie from GLOW, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, is Unikitty.
Yes, and Liam Neeson is Bad Cop, and it also ends up he's Good Cop, but the voices sounded so different, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But yes, he is both of them.
Morgan Freeman plays Vitruvius.
And did you know that this is the first, he's given his voice to lots of documentaries and things before, but this is his first animated film.
And another thing where he went all in, you know me and actors who go for the silly, and there's a part in the movie where Vitruvius dies, and he yeah. comes back as Ghost Vitruvius.
So
and
fun.
Morgan Freeman going, "Woo!" as a ghost voice. I was like, you go, Morgan Freeman.
Yes, and then Benny, a.k.a. the 1980s space guy, was also played by Charlie Day, who I've seen in a couple other things as well.
Yes.
So what happened in this movie, babe?
So according to IMDb, an ordinary Lego construction worker, thought to be the prophesied as special, is recruited to join a quest to stop an evil tyrant from gluing the Lego universe into eternal stasis.
And I'd say that that is a spot-on-deck explanation, wouldn't you?
I absolutely agree.
Yes, it does star Emmett as the protagonist, and we've all seen a movie before or played a video game where it's a normal guy who ends up saving the world. This one, he was very much felt like a boring nothing, didn't make a lot of impact on people's lives because he never really had an opinion of his own. He was always trying to fit in.
He loved all the things that he was supposed to, the coffee that they recommended, the TV show, Where's My Pants? That's the only part of the show. And everybody watched it because they were told to. And he didn't become the special one until he finds the piece of resistance, which I think is a play on, like, pièce de résistance, and also it is the piece of resistance that can stop Lord Business.
Yes, it is, because IRL, it is the cap to the glue, crazy glue.
Yes.
And yes, he is a great character. I know that trope is something that takes him on an adventure. When you apply it to Lego, it actually was something where I felt a little punched because we love following our instructions in Lego, and apparently you're not a Lego master unless you're creating things off book.
And we're going to work on that.
We will. We got our own set to do it. But yes, that he is challenged to do so by Wild Style. What do you think of her?
So she is fantastic right from the get-go. I love her hair. Mm-hmm. I love her style. She is the leader of the resistance. And, you know, Emmett feels attracted to her, but he needs to back off because she has a boyfriend and it's super serious.
Yes, and her boyfriend is Batman. Yes, this self-aware brooder and boyfriend. I would say that this one is probably my favorite version of Batman I've ever seen across all iterations just because he's so self-aware.
Oh, yeah. Like, this one is turning the camp factor up, way up, and it's fantastic. Vitruvius, the Morgan Freeman character, is the all-knowing wizard, kind of like a black version of Gandalf.
Yes, and Gandalf and Dumbledore were in there in the movie as well. At first I was like, is that one of them? But no, Vitruvius actually is a Latin word, I believe it is, that has to do with Legos too, doesn't it? It's not Latin, it's Roman.
Is it Roman?
Yes, Vitruvius was a Roman author and architect in the first century BC, best known for his multi-volume work titled De Architectura. So, like, architecture.
Yeah.
Etymologic Etymologically speaking, got that.
Good job.
The word architect derives from the Greek words meaning master and builder. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, his name is literally Master Builder, and also he's carrying a staff the entire time. Could you place what the staff actually is?
I didn't, but once you said it, I mean, it was obvious when I saw it, but it's a lollipop stick minus the lollipop.
And the top has been chewed off a little bit, as what happens when you eat your lollipop.
Right. And the size of those sticks actually works really well. You can hold them in the Lego figure's hands, but also the hole that goes up in there is the same size that holds their head.
Yes, so you could technically have had a floating Lego head.
Yeah.
But now, in addition to the fantastic characters in this movie, they all wouldn't be anything if they didn't have an antagonist.
Yes.
And so tell us about the
Lord Business.
Yes, he means business, and he has coffee cups on his head, so you know that it's serious business.
And his look kind of reminds me of Galactus from the Marvel movies.
Yes, it certainly does, and he's also the man upstairs. They refer to him as a lot because he's like the god, so to speak, of the universe.
And what's great, anybody that's played with Legos in the past... With Lego in the past. Oh my goodness, I even did the plural.
You did the bad.
So they're all themed. Like, when I was growing up, I had, like, the Dragon Castle sets, and I had the Pirate sets, but then there were always, like, the City sets and Space and things like that. So, like, you already had your themes, and so what they did that was really interesting here is each type of theme... They separated out into a world, kind of like...
A multiverse.
A multiverse, or even like an amusement park.
Yeah.
Like, what's that show on HBO?
Westworld.
So, like...
They have Old West.
Yeah.
So, they have Pirate's Cove.
Yep. Nightclub, which is very funny. It's K-N-I-G-H-T, club for the castle, which is a playoff of nightclub, N-I-G-H-T, where you go out to dance.
Yes, audio forms are very fun for puns sometimes.
Yeah.
It also had Viking's Landing.
Yes, and the scariest place of all.
It's Clown Town.
Clown Town. The main area where Emmett is working and everything is kind of taking place is Bricksburg.
Yes, Bricksburg is where it all starts off and where he learns that he is the special one. And across their travels, they end up needing to find refuge in the last world, which was wild, Cloud Cuckoo Land.
Which is my favorite. Like, if I could live in any of the worlds, Cloud Cuckoo Land would be the place to be.
Yes, it certainly would. The place with no rules.
And that's the one that is ruled over by Unikitty.
Yes, and I just love the concept of that. Although it would kind of drive me crazy having all of my, like... themes and everything mix up and having nothing make sense. I'm like, if nothing makes sense, then what does it matter?
Maybe that's the point. Maybe it's the letting go gives you the power.
Yes, but that part makes me feel like, unfortunately, I might be Lord Business or President Business because people used to travel across all these different worlds and create all together, but President Business thought that was chaos, so he erected walls, so only people that were like each other could be together. And we know from history that never really works out for leaders.
Build the wall! Build the wall!
No, exactly.
Yeah. And so if you were... a cowboy, you had to be in Old West. You couldn't be in Bricksburg. Mm-hmm. Pirates couldn't go to nightclub. Clown Town couldn't go to Viking's Landing. You had to stay where you were. Everyone was separated by
what their races. Like.
Yeah. And that's the way President Business wanted it. And after a time, the people of Bricksburg don't know that there's an Old West and vice versa. Like, they don't know.
They forget what it was like before.
That all they know is their area, so they don't realize what they're missing out on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and while they're living in Bricksburg, I know Big Brother is certainly watching them.
Yes, and that's one of the things that I immediately caught from the beginning of the movie, is that it had very big 1984, the book, themes going on. Because someone was always watching being President Business, and they even did his face on a jumbo screen. Everyone is supposed to follow the instructions. Like, when you get a Lego set, there are instructions in there, and they tell you how to build specifically. You're no building from imagination. All master builders are jailed. So, just like in 1984, They don't want free thinkers. You're supposed to follow along. Whatever propaganda is given to you is to be taken as fact.
Yes. Well, do you want to know the best part of propaganda that I've ever heard, or the best piece of propaganda?
Is it "Everything is Awesome"?
Yes, that song is so catchy that it's been stuck in my head for weeks now, ever since starting to prepare for this episode. And I think as long as I play Lego, it's going to continue, because that is one of the biggest earworms of a song I've heard in decades.
It's so, so good. Like, and you wouldn't think that, you know, oh, this song from the Lego movie is just that good. And you're like, no, it's super catchy.
Yes, it gets stuck in your head and would certainly brainwash me if I was living in Bricksburg. But
now, another,
like another movie, Emmett is convinced that that's what the world is like and what it's the only world and the only option. But then
someone comes along and, you know, red pill, blue pill, it has very The Matrix vibes, because you've got the chosen one, a wise black man, a badass female who's the true believer of the special one,
yeah,
and how it's wild style and Vitruvius who open Emmett's eyes that there's another world beyond the world that he knows. So it's very, very Matrix.
Yes, it certainly is. I know that the Master Builders are trapped in that think tank,
which looks exactly like the human battery farm from the Matrix, because, you know, in the Matrix, there was a nuclear war. They blotted out the sun, so no more solar power. So the robots started using the electricity provided by humans to power everything. And with this, the think tank where the Master Builders are, they're all in there, and the Master Builders have to create instruction booklets that the people of Bricksburg use to build everything. So yeah, these free thinkers are forced to create the propaganda and instruction. So it's, there are a lot of deep themes for a Lego movie, I think.
Yes, there certainly is. And one of the ways that the Lord Business is trying to get everything to stay the way that it is with the Craggle, which is crazy glue with some letters whited out from it to create perfection. And he's Tuesday.
Yep, he's going to do it on Taco Tuesday. But he's telling everyone that Taco Tuesday is something to look forward to. So all the people of Bricksburg are just like, it's almost Taco Tuesday.
That would work for me.
I know. And one of the things that he says that really stuck with me was like, there is only one way to be. Things should stay put.
And when I heard it, I was like, oop, nope, 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 nope. I know that that is wrong.
Yeah.
That is bad advice, people.
Yeah, well, so off topic slightly, there's only one way to be. Things should stay put. So not the Lego company, but the Disney company.
Mm-hmm.
They're renovating, well, we know they're renovating Splash Mountain.
Yes. But I think that that's acceptable, considering right, how racist Splash right, Mountain is.
But they're also renovating the Jungle Cruise, which just reopened, and they're taking out all of the bad connotations of, like, the tribes people things.
Good.
Which is another thing where just because something has nostalgia doesn't free it from being judged harshly. And so it's, things should not stay put, and I appreciate that Disney is changing as the world changes. So,
yes.
Side quote, but it was that line that I was like, no, you know that that's wrong deep down when you hear him say it.
Yes, it certainly is. Meanwhile, Emmett is having the trouble to fight him. You need to become a master builder, and he's having trouble building without instructions. The only thing he's ever built is a double-decker couch.
Which, I love this quote that one of the people says in the movie is, you know what? We need more ideas like this. Ideas that are so dumb and bad that no one could possibly think that they would be useful. And that's how they're going to get past Lord Business.
And it actually worked, because they were able to hide in the double-decker bunks when they were attacked and lost at sea.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things that I didn't... like, you kind of see in the movie, Lucy being a master builder, when she sees things in the street, she sees pieces and sees their piece number outlined on them.
Yeah.
And something that we've learned since we started rebuilding with Lego, those numbers do actually correspond to their actual pieces in the Lego world. So yes. I thought that was neat. Emmett doesn't see the numbers to begin with.
No, he doesn't. He does in the end, but it takes a bit to get there. And it is very easy for Lucy to be able to do that realistically because except for unique pieces for the characters in the film, like President Business's hair and evil helmet, every Lego piece in the movie exists in real life and can be used in sets.
Which I think is just fantastic.
Yes. This,
it shows you that over all the years of the Lego company, all the things that they've been able to create. We were talking earlier about the 1980s Spaceman. Mm-hmm. I totally had that minifigure when I was growing up.
Yes, and he had a broken visor.
Which, and that visor would break so easily.
Yes, so
it ended up being more closer to a helmet. But I used to have him piloting houses with wings and stuff like that around that also had wheels on the bottom because it needed to land.
Yes, well, good idea, babe.
And there are a lot of different lines in the movie that kind of stuck out to me whenever they were trying to get Emmett to embrace his new role.
Yes.
And all you have to do is believe. And I think that that's a good thing for everyone.
Yes, it certainly is.
And later in the movie, whenever Wildstyle is trying to get all the people of Bricksburg to realize that they too can build, and she needed their help, and they had taken over the airwaves that usually Lord Business does his little face talking to, and while she was trying to convince them that they could listen to her, she goes, "I'm on TV, so that means you can trust me."
Yes. And that's how a lot of people, unfortunately, feel like things work in real life, it seems, babe.
Yeah.
Now, on a lighter note for funny quotes and everything, I kept on hearing Batman say, "Oh, come on!" And that's not a Batman quote, is it?
It is not a Batman quote. It's a Job quote.
Yes, and Job is a character from Arrested Development played by Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
And so that was a kind of a joke to his other character that kind of made him famous, I believe.
Yes. And what word is never mentioned in the movie, babe?
Dick.
No.
I can continue on this rabbit hole, but I think I'm going to get more flack for it if I do. So I'm going to say the word Lego.
That's it. So I think that that's kind of fantastic that it's the Lego movie, but nothing is referred to as Lego. It's bricks and pieces and building and master builder. And
yes, and I mean, it's surprising they got around it considering the fact that there was 3,863,484 unique Lego bricks in that movie. That's not even the total number of Lego, though. If you were going to refuse and reconfigure in multiple scenes, but if you wanted to make the entire movie by hand, how many Lego would you need, babe?
15,080,330.
Wow, so we got to get our Lego game on a little bit more before we can build the whole movie from scratch, right?
Just a little bit more. I don't even think we have 10,000 free pieces.
No, we'll get there one day.
Yeah.
Yes, and the movie does have a lot of very fun tongue-in-cheek like humor.
Yeah.
But one of the funnier ones that I noticed in the beginning was there was a movie called Macho and the Nerd. And
the poster on Emmett's wall.
Yes, exactly. But when I was doing research for the movie, I found out that that's what the Russian translation is of the Phil Lord and Christopher Miller's 21 Jump Street. And I just love that in Russia, they call 21 Jump Street Macho and the Nerd.
Well, that's like when I was in Spain and the movie with Jack Nicholson, As Good As It Gets,
yes,
was popular worldwide. In Spain, it's called Mejor Imposible, which means better, impossible.
Uh-huh.
You know, as good as it gets.
Yes.
I think that's, I love translations like that. I think it's fantastic.
Yes. Now, with all the Lego in place, most of it is done via CGI, but during the ending, when Emmett is explaining to President Business about the sets that people have built, the Lego videos playing on the TV in the background are real Lego stop-motion films, and they're made by Lego fans rather than being made by the filmmakers.
And I think that's awesome because, as we've seen, there's a large worldwide fan base for Lego.
Yes. Yeah, it's at that right age where, you know, the people that are our age and older right now are the ones who grew up playing with it as kids. And so this is kind of the perfect time where Lego, I really feel, is timeless.
Well, and you're allowed, you can play with it from the age of 1 to 99. I feel bad for some of my residents.
Yeah, the ones that broke 3 digits can't play Lego.
I know.
Anymore.
I need to go check their apartments and see if I need to confiscate any of their Lego.
It could help get us some more of those sets so that we could rebuild the movie.
There we go.
But yes, this movie does break the fourth wall and fifth wall at times. It feels like multiple times with its references. But I do love in the ending, you know, the theme that, you know, the father and the son are able to play together, and the dad realizes he's a fucking asshole and like relaxes up a little bit and lets his kid play together, and they have that little moment.
And I think that one of the overall thing that I got was like, you know, be you, be strange, be weird, believe in yourself.
Yes, and with that, finally seems like everything's going to be in peace in the Lego world. They're able to all play together in Bricksburg and cross dimensions, but then...
Oh no, it's an alien invasion by these horrible nightmare creatures from the world of Duplo.
Yes, because all of a sudden now because the real-life Emmett kid is able to play downstairs with Dad's Lego, he also means it also means his sister has to play as well.
Yep, and she's of the age where it's just Duplo.
Yes, and so that's another story for another movie. Luckily, there is the part two, the second part.
There is, and while you're waiting for that, you know, you can get in touch with us and tell us some of your thoughts on this movie or any movie you'd like to see us cover at some point. We are always open to suggestions. You can reach us on all the socials, whether that is Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter
at Happy Life Pod.
And it's also our email address, happylifepod@gmail.com, because we try and make it simple for y'all.
Hey, the easier it is for you to get in touch with us, the more likely you'll do.
Yes. And so until that time, though, everyone,
stay happy.
You're still here, which is great, because there's something we probably forgot to mention this episode.
That is correct. Each episode, as we're discussing movies, music, and games, there's a good chance we've used a small clip or two from the original source material.
Yes, and those clips are not ours. We do not own the rights to any of the music or clips. They were used to help solicit a discussion to appreciate the original source material.
And with that, if you are still listening, you likely really appreciate our material as well.
I mean, how could you not? And if you've enjoyed this episode, then you should also ask yourself, when's the last time I told a friend to check out A Lifetime of Happiness?
If your answer was not today, well, it should be.
Yes, so go tell your best girlfriend about our podcast today, and don't forget to subscribe or follow us wherever you're listening to get new episodes each Wednesday.
Stay happy.